In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Fishy Business?
Fishy Business, what I call him whenever I have him on the show, Fishy Business.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Obviously, sports radio of the year in the state of Illinois. You don't get that by accident. He does a wonderful job for those guys.
I'm not leaving to cover the Detroit Lions.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's get the unique Bears insights offered by Kevin Fishbane. He is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And by the Illinois Department of Transportation, it's notagameillinois.com. With us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com and twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
You know, Dan, I've been listening to that open, and sometimes maybe I do wish I covered the Detroit Lions.
Ouch.
They seem more fun. They have grit.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Kevin, jump on this bandwagon with me. Bears win Sunday. Jump on the bandwagon. Go ahead. It's a nice little plunge. It's a little cold, but you'll be okay. It's good for the body. Jump in.
Listen, Marshall, if I know anything about the Chicago Bears, you cannot beat them five times in a row. Except if it's 2019, 2020, 2022. Trying to think of other five-game losing streaks in just the past half decade.
That's a lot of years that you just said, like recent ones.
Recent years, yeah. You know, you guys have looked at the schedule. This is kind of one of two games that you feel they've got the best chance in the final seven, this one in Seattle. I know the 49ers aren't what they've been, but it's still an uber talented team. So, you could absolutely talk yourself into it. I think Sam Darnold's has had some turnover issues. You can try to get him to be the Sam Darnold of old. You look at the Vikings' offensive line, they've given up some pressure. I know the Bears haven't applied pressure very well, but there's an opportunity there for maybe Montez Sweat to get going finally. And then on the other side of the football, I know obviously the big talk understandably has been about Brian Flores and that defense against Caleb Williams. But, you know, look, if you want to feel optimistic, maybe you feel good about what Thomas Brown did last week on really short notice. And now he has a full week to get his team ready for this one. So, yeah, go ahead, Marshall.
Come on over. Yeah. I like it. I like you reasoning with yourself to jump on this bandwagon.
I did pick the Vikings to win, for the record.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
So
Thomas Brown, Dan's got him. He says he's going to be the head coach if he continues.
No, I didn't say that.
I said if. Can
they
I finish?
Score 30.
I didn't say he's going to be the head coach.
No, he will be promoting him as the guy that maybe should be the head coach. Thomas Brown's in a tricky situation. Here's why. Unlike everybody else on this coaching staff, people have actual expectations of him to do well on Sunday. Is that a fair statement, Kevin?
I mean, I think people are excited about what happened last Sunday. The bar's low. They scored 19 points, but I get it. I get look, we all saw it. It looked good. It looked better. The most important thing that happened Sunday is I think you guys all came out of that game feeling better about Caleb Williams. And that is what that offense helped
create.
He's not broken. Exactly.
Yet.
So, the funny thing is, you say if the Bears score 30 points, Thomas Brown gets promoted head coach. How about if the Bears score 0 points, then Brian Flores becomes the next Bears head coach, if you want to have that conversation?
They can't do another defensive guy.
I've said this a lot on the show, that I compare Bears hiring head coaches to dating. It turns you date the complete opposite of the person you dated previously. So if you think about from Mark Trestman to John Fox to Matt Nagy to Matt Eberflus. So, yeah, if you're going to go down that pattern, you're looking at the young offensive play caller. But, you're right, Mark. The Thomas Brown thing is interesting. And I do think that It's obviously a good thing that people are excited, they're optimistic. And the fact of the matter is the guy has gotten not only offensive coordinator interest in the past couple of years, but head coaching interest. I mean, he's probably going to be a head coach at some point. So this is a nice part of, I guess, of his audition moving forward. And you guys have seen his press conferences. You can kind of guess how he commands the room. You've heard about him commanding the room. And now we're going to start to continue to see what schematically he can do.
I do want to ask what your takeaways were from what you heard with Montez Sweat and just what you've seen out of the lack of pass rush over the past several weeks.
Yeah, you know, Layla, I mean, he said it. He's frustrated with an expletive thrown in there. And I thought what was interesting was the way he described the frustration. It wasn't so much about his numbers. It was about the losing streak. And I think he probably knows that if he's putting up big numbers, maybe that losing streak is a little different. If he's able to stay in the field, that's a little, I mean, remember, we talked about it a few weeks ago. He wasn't on the field for the Hail Mary. He couldn't get out there because of the shin. And the ankle has kept, you know, was limiting for him. He didn't play in Arizona. So, yeah, I mean, you see a guy who's frustrated. I thought he had a solid game against Green Bay. I know it's always hard because, like, you sit there and you're like, well, he almost got to Jordan Love. But he did seem to be impacting the pocket the way that you want him to. The Bears just have, like, they just can't touch Jordan Love. They barely have in their three games against him. So I took it as somebody who's pretty motivated, who understands that the numbers do not reflect what he's capable of, both the team record and what he's doing individually. But, Layla, it's not just him. Jarvon Dexter hasn't had a sack since week six. Daryl Taylor hasn't had a sack since week one. Jacob Martin, I think, had a sack against Arizona. You're looking around at like other, you lost Andrew Billings. DeMarcus Walker had the one sack last week. I think actually Walker's played all right for what they're asking for him.
And that's the one where they chased the quarterback out of bounds, short of the line, right? Yes.
Yes. And third to go, it was a big play. It kind of reminds me that when we start talking about the draft and free agency, they got to get more pass rush help.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And Austin Booker hasn't developed.
No, Dan, that's been disappointing. You know, he is a day three draft pick, right? So, like, we should temper expectations a little bit. But you saw the ability in the preseason, and he's getting some extra reps, but he's just not there yet. Now, they kind of, like, I don't think they set the bar very high for him this year. I mean, they kind of looked at this as, like, this could be kind of almost like a redshirt year for him. But you would like to see some more splash plays from him. He's getting more snaps now. And again, a lot of this end of the season is who can you feel good about moving forward? Who of these draft picks? And you would love to be able to have a nice December for Austin Booker so you could put him on that list.
How concerned are you about the safety position for the Bears, given that Elijah Hicks is obviously hurt and we're not sure even if Jaquan Brisker is going to come back this season?
Yeah, you want to talk about offseason's knees, Marshall. You throw safety up there, for sure. You know, there was after the 2022 draft, there was a sentiment in the building like, we've got our safety for the long term at Jaquan Brisker. And let me tell you something, keep an eye on Elijah Hicks. Like, they were very excited that they kind of had the steal in the seventh round, like all teams generally feel about the seventh round picks. But they thought that, like, 3 years from now, you could see your starting tandem. I think Elijah Hicks has been fine for what he is, for what he's provided. But yeah, you got another, you know, he's probably going to be out. We'll find out in a little bit. Jonathan Owens, at least he's got some, you know, plenty of experience in the league to step in there. I don't know what Kevin Byard's features after the season. And we have no idea about Jaquan Brisker. Just like you cannot sit here and say that he's going to be the week one starter next year. And even if he is, you just don't know. I mean, that was somebody who came into the league, guys, with like, we were talking about a future Pro Bowler, just the physical attributes that he had for the position. And now, like, you're worried about how he's going to get back on the field. It's obviously unfortunate. So, yeah, you look at the safety position as something that they're going to have to look at closely in the winter.
Is there anything else regarding snap count? I always look to you for snap count data and analysis. Is there anything else that has stood out to you maybe in the last week or two that you think is of note? I mean, I'm happy to see guys like Cole Kmet get some more targets.
Roshan
and such.
Johnson.
Yes, but, you know, especially like in the
Smith.
Backups maybe. Yeah,
yep.
Precisely those two.
Yeah, the Terrell Smith thing is interesting because, you know, John Hogue told us yesterday emphatically, like, Tyrique Stevenson is still our starter. But he gets two series, and then Terrell Smith comes in. And the thing is like, you can't predict what's going to be the crucial drive of the game. And Terrell Smith was out there for the big drive, and he got the interception. So, like, that's meaningful. Because, like, I don't know what would happen if it's, like, overtime. Do they keep, like, how they would play that? They probably would start Stevenson. Maybe they go with the game flow, who's been playing better. But that's an interesting decision they have coming up for next year in terms of that position battle, which has really been a position battle on and off since last training camp. On the offensive side of the ball, Leila, you kind of touched on it. Like, you saw the gap between Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett, the gap between Roshan Johnson. You saw those change. I mean, Roshan was out there a little bit more because they had more two-minute stuff. If you think about that last drive in the first half, and that is kind of where he's on the field. But you saw a lot of Big Dog last week. You saw a lot of Mercedes Lewis. So, you know, I think I've told you guys this in the show, like, hand up, I thought Gerald Everett was going to be, I don't know, get you like 300 receiving yards or something. I thought like they were finally like got a guy who's going to give, like, you could say, oh, they finally got a number two tight end. But that has certainly not panned out.
Kevin Fishbane, always appreciate your time, and hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving holiday with your family.
All right, you guys as well. Well, I will. My Bears beat family, Dan, I should note.
Yeah, that's right.
Be, yeah.
But yes,
your actual family.
But my actual family I will be with after that. So thank you, and you guys as well.